From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barra.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the ninth divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Messenger of Allah. And His Eminence Imam al-Jawad was also the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. We find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam economized when it came to spending upon himself. He lived a rather ascetic, simple lifestyle. But His Eminence Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam spent a great abundant amount of wealth on the poor and the needy people amongst the Muslims. And it is precisely because of this unequaled and unparalleled generosity that Imam al-Jawad has been called and titled Al-Jawad, the Generous. This surname was the most particular and famous surname of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, to the extent that he was well known and famous for it amongst the people.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of the ninth divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. It's interesting to note that in the dialogues and the conversations of the ninth divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, we find that His Eminence, the ninth divinely appointed Imam, the rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we find that he spoke about these ethical and moral issues that were very prevalent in that day and age. We find that the things that the various immaculate and infallible imams spoke about during their relative periods of time and in the age in which they lived in reflect what kind of an age that was. And as we have said, the things that were relevant in their day and age is what they primarily spoke about. Now, what's even more amazing and miraculous, if you will, is this idea that despite these things being something that they spoke about in their day and age, it is still practical and very much applicable to our life in the present day. And that is truly miraculous, because what we're saying is not only were these teachings of theirs applicable to their time and relevant to their time, but these teachings of theirs are also very much relevant to our time. Now, when talking about this, we see that in one place in this conversation, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, he speaks to his companion and he talks about how one must be merciful to the weak. Now, of course, the companion must have been speaking about the status quo of the age, where the weak are oppressed, the weak and the downtrodden are trampled upon, their rights are usurped from them, and of course how the weak are not considered, you know, to be of any value in society. And matter of fact, the most oppression and the greatest of oppression is conducted and done upon these very same weak people in society. And so we find that in the era of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, the Abbasid caliphs, of course, they were very cruel and very despotic, but most importantly, against the weaker classes of society. And so here, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, he speaks about how one must be merciful to the weak. And in the present day, I mean, how beautiful is this statement in this conversation of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, that in the present day, is this not what we see? We see that throughout the world, in different areas, you know, in different countries, if not most of the countries, and if not, we could almost comfortably say that in all the countries of the world in the present day, the weak are oppressed, the weak are pushed around, the weak are not taken into consideration when it comes to governmental laws and regulations and these kind of things, right? It is the weak that suffer the most. What is interesting is that Islam has put forth a model, and Islam has encouraged and really emphasized as much as possible that one must be merciful towards the weak, just as Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam said. And it is this mercy towards the weak, which is taught by Islam, which can bring us out of these different trials and tribulations and problems that the world is facing. The more we commit oppression upon the weaker classes, upon the weaker people in our societies, and even upon the weaker people in our families, the more we commit oppression upon them, the worse the situation will become, and the divine wrath of Allah will come down upon a nation or a people or an individual who oppresses the weak, whether it is in society or even within our own families. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam.
Parts of Ziyarah Text of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam.
السلام عليك أيها النور الساطع السلام عليك أيها البدر الطالع السلام
Peace be upon you, O shining lights. Peace be upon you, O rising full moon. Peace be upon you, O pure one from among the pure ones. Peace be upon you, O Immaculate from among the Immaculate Ones. Peace be upon you, O Pleased and Pure. Peace be upon you, O Aba Jafar, Muhammad, the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious, the faithful leader, and Allah's mercy and blessings be upon you.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.